Blog Talk Radio.
To give him praise today.
Because of who you are,
I will lift my voice.
Oh
Lord,
I worship you.
Because of who you are. Oh Lord,
I worship you.
Because of who you are. Now that might be a witness.
Oh,
I worship you.
Oh, Lord, I worship you.
Oh, come on, just stay in this worship right now. Just stay in the presence of God right now just because of who he is. Your own personal Jehovah Jireh, your own personal Jehovah Nisi. You know, some of us, we love to call him Jehovah Shalom because you are the Prince of Peace. You are the Prince of the Light that brings darkness out of our lives, Lord. So we just worship you today, Lord. We just lift our hands together. Lord, we come in agreement right now, Lord, that as we worship you in spirit and in truth, that, Lord, it's not by power, it's not by might, but, Lord, it is by your divine spirit. Lord, we bow down before your throne today, Lord, and we just worship you, Lord. We give it all to you, Lord, in preparation for the things that you're about to do in and through us, Heavenly Father God. We prepare ourselves today to get in the right position, Heavenly Father God, in worship, Lord, that as we come to you in joint relationship, Heavenly Father God, that it is you supping with us as we sup with you, Lord Jesus, and that as we give of ourselves to you, Lord, and we die of our flesh, and we allow your spirit to rise up on the inside, Lord, have your mighty way through each and every one of the family members and team members that are joining in force to take back what the enemy has stolen, not just one individual, but each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, just find us all pleasing in your eyesight, Lord, that as we get in total line with your word, Lord, that you would just find us pleasing in your sight, because we ask for nothing today, Lord, other than what more can we do to show you how much we adore you? How much more can we do to show you how much we love you, Lord? How much more can we do just to show you we appreciate you? Not for any particular reason or any agenda, Lord, just to give you praise, Lord, just to exonerate you today, Lord, just to show you how much you excite us, Lord, and how much you're showing yourselves in our lives, Lord. And Lord, we want to stand in agreement in prayer, Lord, for the team, for the new Destiny team, Lord, that as we get ready to prepare ourselves for the praise-a-thon tonight, Lord, that Lord, we all just fall in line and in the right position you want us to be, doing exactly what you want us to do, saying exactly what you would have us to say, being available when you want us to be available. Lord, we just say, use me, Lord. If you can do anything, Lord, use us today, Lord. Use us to transform, Lord. Use us to change, Lord. Use us to bring the lost into the family, Lord. To take the darkness out of people's lives, Lord, and let the blood of Jesus shine all over this country, Lord. Through each and every one of us that joins from state to state, from phone call to phone call, from internet to Facebook to whatever means that you have us connecting, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for that right now. We thank you for the amazement and the miraculous move that you're doing through these airways right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we honor you today, Lord, just because of who you are. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that I could decrease of self, Lord, that nothing about Edward Hamilton lives right now, Lord, but you will rise up, Lord, that you will take control of my thought patterns, Lord, that you will take control of my speech, Lord, that you will take control of my thinking, Lord, and as I submit myself unto you, Lord, you will continue to grow me, Lord, continue to strengthen me, Lord, and continue to put me in the right places that you would have me to be because of my willingness to follow you completely. I thank you, I praise you, and I give you all the honor, glory, and praise in your son, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Well, hello, family. Welcome again to Provoke Fridays. And for our new guests, we welcome you today with love in our hearts. We want you to know that if you haven't been told today, yesterday, or any other day, we want you to know today that you are loved and appreciated. We want you to know that you are highly esteemed and favored in the name of Jesus.
And because of your choice to want more, for your decision to want to search, seek and find the answers that God would have for you in this day, in this season, in this time, that you can move forward in excellence, we thank God for you today. And we are, it's a pleasure. Family, you know I love you. You know I appreciate you. You know that I'm praying for you and with you, and I am excited for what God is about to do in all of our lives. I continue to share that as we grow and as we begin to build this team, because we're supposed to be oneness in Christ. We're supposed to fellowship in oneness. We're supposed to I believe that we are supposed to do business together. We're supposed to network together. We're supposed to fellowship together. This is a family that we're building, that we will develop a no lack system by joining hands without any ulterior motives other than uplifting God and building the kingdom of heaven here on earth while we have to be here, so we can now develop conscious-minded now Christians that are willing to follow God when? Now, and listen to God when? Now, and do what God says when? Now. It's possible, and we believe that if we continue to follow the principles of God's word, that he will guide us, that he will direct us, and he will lead us to where he would have us to be. Amen? Amen. So for the sake of, I just want to say for the sake that anyone on the line tonight, we want to invite you to come to the Praise-a-thon tonight, beginning at 12 midnight on the West Coast. It'll be 2 p.m. here in Houston and 2 a.m. here in Houston and 3 a.m. on the East Coast. But we invite everyone to come out, because we are going to make some noise for Jesus tonight, and we are calling out all warriors. We're calling out everyone to come with us, join with us, and let's show that it's not about the time or when. It's about just being available for what God has called us to do. When? Now. So we thank God for you, and we invite you to come out tonight. Invite somebody, you know, and we know you may have plans tomorrow. We can't make the whole thing, but just show up on make an effort to just connect with us tonight. And if you can't make it, pray for us, because we're striving for excellence, and we need every bit of anointing and agreement and fervent prayer that we can get. So we thank God for you. Amen? Amen. So last week, I want to, we're not going to go farther this week for the sake of tonight, and we're going to just recap, especially for some of our new listeners. And I've made several invitations, and I'm seeing God grow this P2P challenge thing, and I'm really excited. So we're going to, for the sake of that, go through a little recap and then end up or start where we end up, and that would have been Deuteronomy 28. You can go ahead and get your Bibles there, because we will go through that principle again, because it is very, very, very important in our relationship with what? God, and listening to God when? Right now. You know, the scripture tells us that we have to hear him, then see him, then we can do him when? Right now. Amen? So as we were talking in the Bible last week, and we were talking about the brain. Now, I hope everyone has looked at the drawing on Facebook and on P2P Challengers. I pray you've copied it and made a copy. I pray that the Lord has presented you with some questions. And yes, I pray he possessed you too, but presented you with some questions and things like that. But as we recap that, just for the new viewers, as you're looking at the shape there, you're looking at an arrow to, if you're looking at it, it'd be to the left, and then you have right. What we've been talking about here in step one of the P2P challenge is changing the way you think to now move forward and be provoked. You know, we here at Provoke, we provoke because the Bible tells us that we should incite, that we should provoke one another unto love and then good works. That would be in Hebrews 10 and 24. And we believe that that's telling us that we have a responsibility to push one another. We have a responsibility, and that's not to always guide someone, because to push someone in the right direction is not the same as guiding them, because when we guide them, we may guide them just where we want to go. But when we push them, that effort of that effortlessness of just allowing them to, you're giving them some help by pushing them, by inciting them, God will take them where he wants them to go. So we now incite and provoke through the number one step was love. Yes, I want to show someone how to be successful, and yes, I want to give a good principle example of my life, but the Bible tells me that if I am going to provoke, that I must first love. And that's, you know, that's so important through the Bible that every principle, and that's why it's the unifying principle, the relationship with God, which God is love, and loving you means you love everyone, and that love will connect and grow, and it will be like wildflowers, and it'll be nothing but love. And then we can conquer some things, because when there is, you know, when you have numbers, and there's power in numbers, when you have numbers of light and conscious people, we can now do some things. So these principles tell us that through love, we can now provoke someone. You know, if you, you know, we'll keep it real here in the world. If you just push somebody in the back and say, go this way, I can almost guarantee you 99.9% of the time, you're going to get some resistance. Because unlike me or those perfect people in this world, it might not go through that. But for those of us that have struggles of, you know, someone telling or pushing us in a direction that we're not really sure they're going, it's because it's not in love. And so when we incite, when we provoke, we have to love first. That now it's not so much it's an easy transition when we provoke. So as we provoke, we want to love on you. As you provoke others. Because that's how the principles work, is that our goal is not to develop clones. And that's true as I can say it. The development of P2P. P2P is that now you'll go and develop other Christ-like people. We can only make Christ-like people and not people like me, because if you fall, you might start looking like I used to look, and that might not be a good thing, or I might start looking like you. And so we have to now get – in our spirits, that we can now start to look like Christ and make others look like Christ through relationship, through allowing him to be in me, which he has now resided in this, you know, in this willing vessel that is allowing him consciously now. And that's where we're getting to changing the way we think, is that now consciously we have made a choice. So as we love and incite, and as we make our right choices, now we can lead others unto the greatness and the goodness of God, and it's all good, because now we can do things in power, but not by our power and not by our might, but by the divine spirit of God that will lead. So as we incite and as we push, it's that love that just guides them on the heavenlies. And they flow, and they're willing to go in the directions that God has shown you to help lead them. Now it is through the peace. So as we get back into where we were at as far as step one, as you provoke others, now there are seven steps with Provoke to Purpose Ministries, or the Provoke Challenge, is that now the number one step is that we must change the way we think completely. Family that have been listening, we're all in agreement. We have come to agreement that we must change the way. If I think the way I used to think, even though I was a Christian yesterday, if it wasn't honoring God and uplifting God and moving closer to the point of where God would have us to be, then I may not want to do those things anymore. So I have to change some things. And as we become conscious in the wind, in the now, we now have to make the conscious choices right now. We can't make a 5-year, 10-year plan that this is where we plan on getting at, because we're now Christians following a now God, making now God decisions that will now result in God anointing and blessings in those people's lives that we touch. So as we change the way we think, the Bible tells us in Romans 12, it says it is instructed to, be ye not conformed to this world. Now we'll see that there's a versus. When you be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that means that we have to change the way we think. We cannot think the same way any longer, and no longer can we be bound by the things of our past. So if you look at your drawing, and this is just an explanation for those that are just looking at it saying, what is this he put on this paper? Well, as you see the split in the horizontal egg, on the right side, we call that the subconscious mind. The brain has been separated into two entities. You have the conscious mind and body. It's the consciousness of God in us. Then you have the subconscious mind, which would be the soul, which would be the worldly things that, because as we have read and learned in Romans, that we are, if you're carnally minded, you're dead. But if you live by the Spirit, you have life. So if there is, that's a versus, life or death. So we have now come to put it through the scriptures to show us that now we have a subconscious mind. And you see our explanation is led by the flesh. The subconscious mind are the things that we have been led by in the future. I mean, led by in the past, excuse me, or even in the future if we don't, or if we're not in line with that. But we have the choice to make to join in the body of Christ. So we don't have to live like we lived any longer. We don't have to be led by the subconscious mind. We can now be conscious minded, where we want to seek God's word, where we want to be strengthened in God's word. By, you know, Ephesians 4 and 23 tells us that we should be renewed by the spirit of our mind. So these scriptures show us that in 2 Timothy 2 and 7, and you see that on your drawing, these are all the fortifying scriptures that say we have to do something in our mind to change the way we think, to change the way we act, and then change the way we make decisions and how we affect other people's lives. So the drawing is just to show that there is a versus. There is a war going on. There's a battle between control. Who wants to be in control? Who wants to be the choice maker? Who wants to make all the decisions? Well, you know, the conscious mind will always remind you of what you didn't do in your past or what you woulda, coulda, shoulda done. And then when we live by those things, we live in a false dream because it's not reality, because reality demands confirmation. If I told you there was a brand new car, if I told you in faith, and you looked out the door in your parking spot, faith would still be the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And now in our agreement, we believe that vehicle is on its way. You see it every day in the spirit, but facts want to now be fortified by, you know, I must see it to believe it. My eyes must see it to, no, Pastor, I don't see it out there yet. I don't know what you're talking about. So reality demands confirmation. Anything in our subconscious mind demands confirmation. It's in rebellion to faith. If faith comes, which comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, see, the world will always tell us that it's not true because you can't see it. But as we become conscious and as we become, you know, the warriors that we've been called to be, and we've taken our stand, and we've agreed that enough is enough, we now stand on God's word, and we get on the other side. And now we become part of the army of God, that we say, well, the number one step that we want to take, and if you look at the arrow coming down on the horizontal egg or the my drawing of a brain, that arrow is representing the zone, the anointed place, the place where God will reside, where? In me. Now, a lot of us for a lot of years have worn Jesus on our lapel, or some people have had Jesus in the back window in that Bible that you know, is sun written. You know, we have carried Jesus to say, you know, he's a Christian because he has a Bible in his car. This new season, God is calling us to take the Bible and put it in us and live this word completely in every area of our lives. When? Now, constantly. Consistently, without wavering. So now as we get into this relationship building, you see the arrow coming down, is that, you know, that first of all, Ephesians tells us that it's the power that's in you. Now through relationship, we can now, Philippians 2 and 5, I can let this mind be in me because I have went to John 15 and said, you know, I understand. that you are the vine. I am the branch that I'm connected to you. And if I connect with you and if I allow you to be in me and me now be in you, we can become one in relationship. And now I can put those things away from me because the enemy wants to block that communication. The enemy wants to come, what he said, John 10 and 10. He comes not to distract, not to, send you the other way around, detour you, but he comes to rob, kill, and destroy. Well, you know, there's a lot of understandings and things that have come out, but I see that he's only here to rob, kill, and destroy your relationship with God. He's not trying to take anything other than use those things around you to destroy your relationship with God. Because if he can develop doubt, if he can develop fear that comes from the subconscious mind, those emotions, I feel this, I feel that, I'm going through this because of my emotions. If he can ever distract us through our emotions, now the war will now reverse cycle because in this war, he wants full control. Now, God, everything is God. But see, this war is between you and I and the enemy. Jesus will come back, but during this walk of this on earth, we must do the things that is necessary of us to be prepared and to be the warriors that we were called, called, anointed to be. Jesus came. He came that we might have life and life more abundantly so we could do what he did. And it says you'll do greater things. But we must now fight the war so we can be one mind with Christ. 1 Peter 3 and 8. Now, these scriptures are just show us that the word is fortifying. What we're teaching here is that we have to get on the same scale as God. We have to think as he does. And as we relate with him, as we talk with him, as we read his word, and that word now stops just being the Bible, but being a part of me personally, now the word will come to life. And now that relationship and that war will not be so hard the next time because I have learned through the word, through the relationship, that I can fight this battle because he's already won the war, but I can fight the battle because I have to go through some things. It's not bad to go through some things. I know I've learned some many great lessons by going through things that I was willing to go through. So it's not bad to have to go through things, but it's how you go through it. And that's in step three, the going through process. But it's how do you go through? And that determines on how you come out. Because if I go through something, I don't intend to have to go through it again because it hurt a little bit. It was not the most comfortable thing I did. So as I go through this, I have to learn the lessons by being connected to God. He'll give me all I need to go through. He'll give me everything that is required to win this war. But I, by going through willingly and by being in line with him and by following his word win, right now, I can go take the battle to the enemy. I don't have to wait around in a corner, which way is he coming from? Or where is he at? I can go out, and he's going to come because he wants to destroy that relationship with us and God. So in this, you see the drawing there that we now are in a war, and next week we're going to really get back deep into the principle, not just the recap, but we're going to finish this up next week, and because we want to go forward, we have 7 steps to get through. And God has said this will happen. So as we finish this next week, the recap will be over, and we're just going forward from there, and hopefully by then we're all on the same page. But so as we change the way we think, it's a thinking process. The word, again, it says by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind, that means that you are constantly renewing your mind. It's not a one-time instance. You don't graduate just because you had a renewing experience. You don't graduate just because, you may have got a certificate for something or another. But what happens is that we must continue to make this an ongoing process. It's called a new lifestyle. A friend of mine, very close to me, and that's a lot to say in itself right there. But he said to me the other day, he said, you know, and I'm not saying this to blow myself up, because it really, I live for God the only way I know how. But he said to me, he said, you know, I really sit back. He said, brother, you are really 24-hour Jesus. I can watch a game, and I'm still Jesus. And I believe Jesus to be a part of everything in my life. And I'm not perfect, family. And I'm striving. I'm reaching every day for the mark of the high calling. But I make choices. My choices have changed because my lifestyle has changed. And so now, as I'm making choices, the choices reflect on others because they see it. I never expected to hear that. I didn't think even myself that someone would say to me that you're 24-hour Jesus. I need a T-shirt now. But that was amazing. That was encouraging to me, really. But then it also said, you know what? It can be done. And it can be done where it can be seen. And when people can notice it, they'll want to know a little bit more about it. And I tell you now, he's went from 20% Jesus to 60% Jesus in less than 2 weeks. That's not by pushing. That's by provoking through love, by example, by loving on, by communicating, being patient. Those things will now lead others. And I'm starting to see he's about 60% Jesus. Now don't just because that's, I'm not saying that to say any of us have a scale, because we don't. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. I'm just saying this from experience, that it can happen. We can make and I'm getting better every day. And it's hard every day. And there's things that come up every day, because you know he said that we must take up our cross daily. You must take up your cross daily. It wouldn't have said daily if it meant you only had to do it once a month. It wouldn't have said daily if it meant you had to. It was once a year. The word says that to take up your cross daily and follow me, Jesus, to follow him. So every day is a day that we must take up another cross. But why not take it up in victory already? Why not take it up, you know, already with the war already won, but walking out with the victory at hand, ready to go make some noise for Jesus. Take back some land for Jesus. Make a new business for Jesus. Save a community for Jesus. And then as we start to do these things together in oneness, we must die of flesh. Titles need to go out the window. I'm sorry to say it. It has to stay in place, because the way the church is now, without a title, you may not get heard, or without a longevity name of a this or that or this. We, you know, titles have to come out that someone may even look at your website or this. So, but as far as our own thinking inside, titles must go. If I have to be the one who sets up the program this time, so be it. That's where God has called me to be, in a part of a team. If I have to preach this, then that's where God is. If I'm supposed to, whatever God wants me to do as a team member, I have a master's degree. Okay, I've had this chair, but in my team, I have to now submit, because of oneness with him, not oneness with you, but oneness with him. It will now line us all up to be a team. Unstoppable. No confusion. No chaos. Oneness. And God says we can have it. He says that even though the enemy came and he robbed, killed, and destroyed the relationship with me and my son, Adam, I sent my son. I came in the flesh to make this thing right again, that I'm going to get you by until the time of redemption. I'm going to show you a solid plan of attack. I'm going to give you principles, Jesus. I'm going to give you principles that will lead you if you'll follow. If you'll obey, you'll have. If you do, as I said, exactly as I said, you will have whatever it is you desire. Because you know what, family? And the team knows, as we get in relationship with him, and as we start to lay it down for him and give it all to him and throwing away our cares and our worries, because, you know, most of our cares and our worries are about our desires. Woo, Jesus. Should I say that one again? Because most of our worries are our desires. That's why we worry about this, because my desire is a car and I don't have the money for it. So I'm worried. Or the woman that I desire doesn't desire me, I'm worried. Or the man that I thought was my man didn't turn out to be the same man. See, but when we get in relationship with God, in true relationship with God, and when we become one-minded with Christ, when we become steadfast and unmovable, when we become sound-minded, without fear, without pride, now God can lead us and guide us to where he would like have us to be when? Right now. So, family, as we grow and as we get through these principles, we are here to build a team. Not a team for New Destiny, not a team for P2P, but a team for Christ. I may have never met anyone on here, but if I just was in an airport or in a bus station or at a gas station, and I heard one of these names, Pastor Singleton, or any name, I would recognize, and I would say, "Hey, brother, what's going on?" And it would now, what a connection to know that, you know, you built it a network of team members that are on one accord, that are willing to be there for each other in no matter any time, and available to help one another. So as we become thinkers of God, one-minded with God, conscious-minded, willing to go a little bit farther than we used to go, it take a little bit longer to choose than we used to do, make some time to go to God first before I make this hectic decision. Yes, it sounds good. Yes, it could be. Yes, it could be very profitable. Yes, it could bless. But is it really the season and the time that God would have for us to go forth? So why not take a little time and take it back to the creator of it and find out, through confirmation, is this for me right now? But stay conscious. So as we talked about last week, we wanted to now understand that there are principles. And this principle we love at P2P. It's the principle of hear it, see it, do it, win now. Hear it, see it, do it, win now. Okay, the word tells me that there are, that principle came from the word of God. Watch how he does this thing. Deuteronomy 28, beginning in the first verse. The first word in my Bible is humongous N, and it says now. That stands out to me. That means that I have to look at something when? Now. Now means immediate. Now means conscious. Now means awareness. Now means pay attention. That it shall come to pass, shall is a promise to come, will is a promise that is done. So is it now, it shall come to pass, if you diligently, let's stop right there. There's another power word. This is how the word of God comes to life, because we take it from the letter form and transform it into the spirit form. So I don't see table, T-A-B-L-E, I see the picture, table. So when we read it, we want to now take the word and look at these power words that give us the instructions and the steps to get through the principle. Watch this. If you diligently means you, that's some hard work. You got to press. You got to go a bit, little bit farther than you did before. But if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, stop. Okay. To observe is to what? To see. Excuse me. I'm getting ahead of myself. But to diligently obey the voice of the Lord, to obey his voice, you must what? Hear him. Excuse me. Thank you, evangelist. Number one, you must hear him. Then it says to observe carefully. Now, to observe is to what? See. So number one, in the principle form, is that you must what first? hear his word, but you must do it diligently. Number two is observe. You must observe carefully, meaning look, not just look, but carefully. Look, observe, pay attention. I talked to somebody the other day about attention. There's three ways to attend. God has called us to become focused attenders. We pay attention to everything. Some people call it nosy, but you must pay attention to your surroundings. You must pay attention to the people that are trying to get in your life and in around your life. You have to pay attention and be the you must be the watchman over you. Amen? Now, so as we observe, we must watch very carefully. We have to look out. We have to be on point, in attention almost at all times. Secondly, there are the selective type of people. They only hear you when they hear their name and some benefit. And then there are the pretenders. Pretending to attend means they look in your face all day long. You remember in high school, you ever had someone that sat down away from you. We know it wasn't you. But that person down there, and the teacher always asked them, what did I just say? And all they could say was, I don't know. Or look for their book and try to catch up. Those are the type of people who pretend to attend. But God wants us to be focused attend. Watch what it says. It says to observe carefully, not just one, not just two, but all his commandments, which I command you with. Today, right now. See, family, we have to get off of this thing about next year or tomorrow. And definitely we must get away from yesterday or what happened or what didn't happen. We have to get into this day. We have to reside and walk with him daily. We must stay focused and conscious when? Right now. He says, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of this earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you, what? Obey. When you obey, that means you do it. You're doing what he's calling you to do. So in this principle, Deuteronomy 28 will motivate you every morning because you say, you know what? All I have to do is hear it, see it, do it, win. Hear it, see it, do it, win. Hear it, see it, do it, win. We stay conscious and understand that this principle is a motivator. Oh, yes, I'm fired up because all I have to do is hear his word, and I must hear his word clearly. And I have to take his word and now transform it into sight because I can't just hear the word. I must see the word. The word must come to life because the Bible says that the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. See, we need the spirit of the word to come alive on the inside so we can see clearly, carefully. We observe without haste, patience becomes a part of our spirit. And I'm saying that from experience because that is one of my, all my friends know, I'm like to get it done with. But patience must become a lifestyle, another part of your spirit. So now I can hear his word through my spirit. I can now work the word and start to see it into the picture. That's why faith you cannot see on the outside, but you can start to see it on the inside because it says you should speak those things that are not as if they what? Already were. So now I must take the word and make it already were. I must start to see the picture of where God would have me in the multi-purpose building that will accommodate all of us, state to state. Anytime you come to Texas or go to California or go to North Carolina or go to Michigan or go down to Corpus Christi, anytime you will visit any of those facilities, you have a multi-purpose center there that you can do whatever conference, whatever you need to do, because we have built this through the body of Christ. Oneness. Because we what? We heard the word of God. And now through confirmation, through communication, And through confirmation, again, because now the word has confirmed itself through many, and it starts to come back at you, now God in oneness will bring us together that we can see the same vision. If I say a word right now, the way you see it is different than I see it. But when we get into God's word and his mind into us, words become like the same. We start to see the same. We start to sing the same. We start to worship the same because we now worship God in what? Spirit and in truth. It's not about me anymore. It's not about what I can get it out of it anymore. It's not about how I'm looking for everybody else anymore. It's about worshiping him through relationship in spirit and in truth. Now, God showed us another principle that has really helped us in the relationship and in the rebonding with him. And it showed us that, you know, remember back in Genesis 3, after, we're not going to get into how, the what's and everything, but after Adam and Eve had sinned, God came to the garden and he looked, they heard him coming. One of the first things they did, they didn't go make they didn't take the leaves and make covers yet. They didn't do anything. The first thing they did is they hid. Now, when we hide, that is a what? That is representation of fear. See, the enemy wants you to be afraid to step and go a little bit farther. The enemy would always come and tell you you're not good enough to do that anymore, or you tried that before and you failed. See, the enemy comes because he wants us to all be in a state of fear. But glory to God, the Bible says that we don't have a spirit of fear, but of power and of sound mind. Well, how do I get there? How do I get to this point where fear is no longer abound in my life? Well, we have a study, and it's called Regaining Your Birthright. And it's a quick teaching. We're going to go over that because we're going to wind up a little early today because we're going to have an awesome time tonight. We're all going to be rested up, ready to go, and we are going to see Jesus do some miraculous things as he always does through this ministry. But your birthrights. You say, well, what is my birthright? Well, your characteristics of God had been poured into us. He gave us life by what? Blowing his spirit in us. So he made us, first of all, in his own image, but then he gave us life not by snapping his finger or waving a wand. He blew in us the breath of what? Life. That means we became God-like because he put a part of himself where? In us. Sin came and separated that. Christ came and redeemed it. So now we have that life where? Back in us. Well, when you get that life, we have to go on a journey of what's called regaining something that the enemy has taken. Because even though you get saved, everyone may not be aware of this teaching or even going there in the level of what they're trying to do. And that's not against anybody because there's a lot of different things going on out there that will edify and get us into place. But maybe you've never heard of birthrights before. And so how could you regain something you never heard of? Well, we want to educate and share with everyone not what we found, but what has helped us and that has blessed us to change the way we think. Now, a lot of these attributes were mine from birth. But because when I got saved, I thought I had to be a little bit different than I was in the streets. So I was my balance and my equilibrium was off. And I didn't understand. But then one day I was presented with this. That, you know, there are attributes that God gave us that was lost when sin came. But because of Christ, yes, he came to give us life and life more abundantly, but we have to now go and regain some things. Everything is a battle because we're in this world that the prince of this world has been given the power over. So in the studies, I started to go through the Word of God, and I looked for attributes that would be the qualities and the characteristics of God. And God showed me that our birthrights are confidence, that we have no condemnation, for our courage is toward God. Confidence in God If it's his will, so be it. See, that's confidence, that we trust that God is the source of everything we need. There's no more question. And the enemy will take confidence from you because he doesn't want you to be confident that what you said is what you said. You know it's going to happen because it's already done. You trusting God is the source of everything of your life. He will deter you from that thinking because most people will say, you sound crazy. But God wants to restore us by us regaining what the enemy has stolen. Number two, to be courageous. Number one is confidence. Number two is courage. See, courage in God strengthens our mind courageously in him. See, when we get courage in God, woo, Jesus, we now courageously will go and share God because we know it's the courage of the testimony, of the life example, of the road that we went through that I can now have courage in God. Number three is hope. I hope in God without any difference. There's no other opinion. There's no other way. My hope in him stays in him. See, because when the desire comes, the branch produces. If we connect it to the vine, if you're in line with him, if you're back in order, and you're making conscious choices because you're winning the war and you're not thinking the way you used to think. You're not being led by how you used to be led. You're not doing the things you used to do because you are transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. So now your hope is in God and God alone. Number four, faith. Now faith produces the spiritual into the factual because now we can speak it and believe it. And believe me that when we join in agreement and embrace something as truth, it will come to pass. God will give you exactly what's the desire of your heart. Because now what we say about 5 or 10 minutes ago is that now it doesn't become your desire anymore. Now it doesn't become your wants anymore because now we pray that not our will be done, but your will be done. No, the Lord's Prayer didn't say we had to wait to get to heaven. It says on earth as it already is in heaven. So, yes, we want the will of God right now. But we have to have faith that it's possible. We have to walk with faith in our spirit. Faith must be seen in our characteristics. Number five, belief. Our belief that is the truth of God with no doubt. We believe God's word that it is the truth. We know a lot of things we speak are not seen immediately. But when they start to show up, now everybody wants to follow us. When they start to show up faster and faster because, believe me, the closer you get to God, and it's about you and God and you and God alone, when God speaks, you'll start to hear then. When? Right now. You'll start to see it right now. You can say, you know what, tomorrow this is happening. And tomorrow it happens because of the relationship, because we've closed the gap. Oh, Jesus. We've got, you know, the Bible says that a day to us is 1,000 to the Lord. So in this relationship building, we have a lot of room to close. So we can make this zone, that little area where the arrow is, this zone that we reside in relationship with God where he's in me and I'm in him and we become one and I sup with him and he sups with me. Now we've developed it because we've shrunk in the borders that there's nothing else that is that can penetrate. We now take the prayer of the hedge, the prayer of the hedge of protection, and we say, you know, I receive the hedge that you have prayed over my life. But now I'm going to take it to the next level, and I'm going to fortify my head by prayer and supplication through study, through belief, through the anointing of God, and I'm going to now go on watch in my head. So when God comes, there's no doubt he's coming because it is prepared. Because when you change the way you think, you now become holy and acceptable. Woo, Jesus. See, now as we build this zone, because we've regained our birthrights, because we've gotten out of the way the world would have us to do it, we're confident, we're courageous, we're hopeful, We have faith. We have belief. And number six, we have trust again. We trust in God that he is the source of everything. If it's a pencil, that needs to be, God's the source. If it's a penny, and that's what all I need, God's the source. Everything, no matter whether it's monetary, whether it's just spiritual, God is the source of everything we need. See, when you get your birthright back in place, the birthright will now give you the ability to walk in the position God would have you to be in. The world will always remind you and try to tell you not to be confident in the Lord. He'll remind you of that first evangelistic experience when you went out and some lady jumped up off the curb and wanted to fight you and said that you were the devil. With that first experience, they tell you you're never going to do that again. See, the enemy will want you to be without the confidence that that was not God, but that was the enemy trying to deter you because he wants to rob, kill, and destroy your relationship. But now we can walk courageously because we regain courage. We now have hope, and we know that hope is the substance. Hope will get us there. Faith, the faith in God, it tells me that I won't see it. It's the evidence of things I don't see. It's going to come to pass in my belief with him and in my relationship with him because now I trust that he's the source of everything. And if they said it was this and it came as that, I would guarantee you that's what he said your desire was. Because now the desire of your heart is really the desire of God's heart because, again, here we go. Not our will be done, but your will be done. This walk with Christ is a total submission. You can't be you anymore. You can't act like you anymore. You can't do things like you used to do anymore. There is no more room for a five-year plan that you know, I'm going to do me, and then I'll get with God, and I'm going to go. No, see, because nothing is promised, and God is calling us to a higher level, not because that he may come tomorrow, because it's our responsibility not to leave anybody behind. See, I'm not saying get it together because he's coming tomorrow and you're going to miss out or I'm going to miss out. I'm saying let's get it together so they don't miss out, so nobody misses out. And there's going to be some that are going to miss out. There's going to be some that choose to go the other route. But we must give them the opportunity because God says, it's the opportunity for anyone. He said it's the opportunity for whosoever. So we all have the opportunity to the right to the tree of life, but we all have the choice to make to accept it. But we don't give up there. We must continue to go out, and before the bell rings, we must go get as many as we can because if I read my Bible correctly in Matthew 28, that was what he said do. I'm not knocking churches. I'm not knocking buildings. But he didn't say do any of those things. He said go ye and make disciples. We must continue to go. And the only way we can go is that we must be prepared to go. Yes, I see, that's where the past tells you because of what happened in the past, don't ever try it again. But when we get in excellence with God and we allow him to be the source of everything in our lives and we know that we've been given these things as the heads, that we can build them stronger. Give no room for the enemy to attack. That's the same thing as in Ephesians 6 and 12. It didn't say put on just a little bit of the armor or this of the armor. It said put on the whole armor of God. That means you have to, that's work putting on the breastplate. That's work putting on the helmet. That's work putting on the boots, girding up your loins. That's work. You got to process putting this full armor of God on. We must protect ourselves by being watchmen of our own heads. So now God will find us pleasing in his sight, and when he comes to visit, we know he's residing. And when he gets really comfortable, he may never leave. I look. That's where I look. I want him to reside with me at all times. It's not just a saying or something that I want to make you feel good about me. I truly want 24 hours, 365, Jesus. And I know I can still live a successful, plentiful life with Jesus 24/7. That's what I push for. That's what I thrive for, is that I can have a loving life. I can enjoy life. I can have the things God says I can have. I can regain my birthrights. This is possible. I don't know if I'm the only one excited, but I know it's possible. But it's going to take some work, family. And that's what God is doing here. God is putting us in a position that we're going to have to work. God is putting us in a position of accountability. That's what this team here is being built on, accountability. That we can call on one another and we can check one another. What? In love. We can pull each other in love. We can rely on each other in love. We can trust. Ooh, that was a big one. We can trust each other in love. We can create together in love. But love must be the substance. It must be the unifying principle in everything we do in God's word, because there's the power that goes with it. There's the anointing, that love that connects it beyond all understanding. That's that love that will, that no man can put to the sunder. That love. So we challenge you to wake up now. We challenge you to get up now. Yes, well, Pastor, I still wake up. Yeah, I mean, but wake up with some energy, with some motivation, with a plan and a goal to go forward for Jesus. Get up. You know, we all have the same 24 hours a day. And I tell my business friends, I tell my business partners, I tell my ministry team, I tell everyone, we all have the same 24 hours a day. And what you do with your 24 hours is the outcome of how your life will be, how your relationship with him will be. I'm no different. Evangelist Bernard is no different. Minister Ruby is no different. The team here, Liberal Democrat, he's no different. But we have said, you know, enough is enough. And I'm going to give him all he needs of me, of us, so we can be on one accord and let God do what he wants to do. That is a submission. That is a willingness to say, you know what? I've tried it all myself. I've done it this way by myself. Yeah, I had a little money here, but it's gone now. Enough is enough. Let me rely on God. And we invite you to come back and finish this challenge with us. We really invite you to come back tonight. We really invite you to come and fellowship with us, because we want to praise Jesus. We want to lift up the name of Jesus. And it doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside. We doesn't matter what the audio sounds like. We doesn't matter. It only thing matters is that we come in one accord to lift up the name of Jesus. So Heavenly Father God, I thank you today, Lord. I just praise you, Lord, that you had a swift word, Lord, that your word will reside in us today, Lord. We'll leave this place different, changed, rearranged than we came. And Lord, we pray for tonight's explosion, Heavenly Father God. We pray tonight for this preaching bowl. Lord, we pray that the spirit of one accord will flow, that the spirit of oneness will flow, that the spirit of oneness will flow in and through us tonight, right, Heavenly Father God, and that, Lord, not our will be done, but your will be done. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you just bring us together tonight, Lord, and you just move in a mighty way. We are expecting you tonight. Lord, we're waiting on you tonight. Lord, we know that you're already here. We know that you're already preparing us to go to another level tonight. And Lord, we're gonna rest ourselves up. We're gonna get nourished up, our fast end for the day, and we're gonna go higher. And Lord, we're gonna get ready for this thing, Lord, because we wanna show you that we're willing to make sacrifices for you.
Yes.
We wanna show you tonight, Lord, that it's not about us.
Ah, glory.
It's not about sleep. It's not about parties. It's not about dinners. It's not about anything other than you.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, have your way. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you in your Son, Jesus' name. And all in agreement said, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a wonderful lesson today. Amen. Short and sweet. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for Pastor Hamilton. We think today is Provoke Fridays, and we certainly honor and salute this awesome man of God. He's been with us since about March of this year, and I tell you, he is excited every time he comes on this line. Every time you talk about the Lord and the Word of God, he is excited. So we thank him for what he contributes to come on this line and minister the Word of God to our listening audience. And we certainly appreciate all of his life experiences, and we appreciate what God has deposited in him. Amen. He is not only a pastor, he's a praise and worship leader, he's a businessman, he's a man that just he's phenomenal. That's all I could say. He is phenomenal. Amen. And so are the women and men of God that have had the pleasure to grace this line and minister the Word of God. I'm working on this voice, y'all, so I won't be speaking tonight, but I'll be coming in and out. Amen. So hopefully we'll be a little bit stronger tonight. So keep me in your prayers. We thank the Lord for this opportunity as we continue this fast. You know, we're fasting from midnight to 4 every evening for 21 days. Amen. So get your blankets and whatever else you need to do. I don't know. Some of us, I'll be up running and just praising God wherever I am on tonight. Amen. So I guarantee you, you won't get bored. You will not fall asleep because God is going to do something special tonight. Somebody said Friday at midnight. That's when it's happening. You know how you're getting ready to go in the street and you're getting ready to go to the club and whatever else we're doing. Hey, we go and get our outfits together and we're going to be looking good from head to toe. Well, you can still look good for the Lord, but just come with a pleasant spirit. Come with a willing
Hallelujah.
To receive something. Amen. And come expecting an outpouring of love, an outpouring of praise, worship, an outpouring of the Word. I tell you, we got about 13 or 14 speakers. We have prayer intercessors. We have some psalmists that's going to be rendering some songs. So we're dedicating this 6 hours to the Lord tonight. We just remembering what he has done for us within this 2-year tenure here with Blog Talk Radio. We have seen God move miraculously. We have seen healing come forth. We have seen deliverance. We have heard about people rededicating their lives to the Lord. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. So we thank the Lord. We have impacted over 65,000 listeners, and we're still counting, but we want to do more. I don't think I've done enough this year. Ah, glory to God. I don't know about you all, but I don't think I've done enough. I see Sister Patrice on the line. She's been with us from the inception of this broadcast, just about, well, maybe she's dropped off. Amen. We have Prophetess Darlene Davis, Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, Prophetess Barbara Teal, Pastor Hamilton, Liberal Democrat, Minister Aaron Singleton, Mother Mildred Richard, Elder Eugene Hammond, Lady Rosalind Morris. Did I miss anybody? Dr. Winston Singleton, Elder Albert, and Minister Billy Burns. There will all be Prophetess Sharia King and also Prophet Michael Lewis. They'll all be with us tonight from midnight to 6 a.m. Make a sacrifice. You know, when I came in here, Pastor Hamilton, we would have shut-ins took 3 days shut-ins to get ready for foot washing, to get ready to have the Lord's Supper. You don't hear that no more. So we're just asking you to shut in for 6 hours. Make a sacrifice. Whatever you're petitioning God to do before this year come to a close, and whatever you're expecting God to do in 2014, you have to make a sacrifice. Hallelujah. Make a sacrifice and say, Lord, I'm going to dedicate these 6 hours to you because I need a miracle. How many know when somebody need a miracle, you'll make whatever sacrifice is necessary for that miracle to come into manifestation. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Hey, glory, but if they told me I needed to make a 6 hour sacrifice for all of my children and my grandchildren and my mother and my brothers and my son and my immediate family to be saved, and even those that I have been in fellowship with for the past 30 years, do you know 6 hours is nothing to me? Hallelujah. It's nothing when you're expecting something from God.
Come on now. Come on.
Tomorrow morning I'll have $100,000 in your bank account. You'll make a 24-hour sacrifice. You will stay up day in and day out until you see that money get in that bank account. Woo! Claude, y'all better watch God. He going to do something tonight. We thank God for Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby, we're going to be paying some special tributes even on tonight. Yes, I am. Amen. We did not do our annual conference this year, and the Lord put this in my spirit. Do a praise-a-thon, telethon. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Liberal Democrat. He's been working with us, I tell you, and putting things together and, you know, setting the schedules and everything. And I'm just so happy. Thank God for Prophetess Darlene have come on board and have just been so faithful and coming on this line, Minister Aaron Singleton witnessing and what have you. Sister Ruby has just been just like a life raft for me. I tell you, because she has this thing, she has this switchboard up and running on time, ahead
every
of time, and she's very
every
prompt.
Time, yes.
Discipline, and she's efficient. So I you know, you can't, oh God, you can't find good people like this. Amen. They don't exist. Amen. But God always has people already positioned. Amen. We thank God for Brother Clarence, and he's been coming on the line supporting us. We thank God for him. We're going to open up the line. I see Pastor Miracle, and she's been on the line since we opened up this evening. This is a friend and a co-laborer of Pastor Hamilton, and we just want to hear from her. Amen, amen. And you're welcome to come on, Pastor Miracle. We'll squeeze some time in for you tonight. Amen.
Yes,
so God
yes.
bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Are you talking to me now?
Yes. Come on.
Well, praise God. I'm so excited to be on with you all, and I just want you to know how tremendously blessed I was, and the Lord was absolutely on time. It was pure straight from heaven, and I was blessed by it. So.
Amen. We thank God for you. Now,
amen.
I will be
joining y'all tonight as well.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. We're going to be excited for that one.
All right, and we've squeezed some time in for you, Pastor Miracle, and however the Lord bless you. Our theme for this praise-a-thon is prayer, praise, purpose, and perseverance. Amen. So we're going to have all of our speakers speaking on some of these particular words, this theme for this praise-a-thon. Amen. So we thank God for it. We're going to open up the lines and go to Liberal Democrat and see. We're going to be
God
on this
you,
line at 11 at 11:30 p.m. So we're going to open up the floodgates of heaven for about 30 minutes before we go into the formal time at midnight. So those of you all that love to pray and love to intercede and go before the Lord, we're going to saturate the atmosphere. Amen. So if you can get on at 11:30, we're going to be praying. Amen. And we're going to be asking God to bless all of the speakers and invite some people to come on the line that need a rhema word, need something fresh from heaven.
Yes,
amen.
God.
Not something that they done went on the internet, and found, but this is going to be women,
right.
Men of God that have set, that have separated themselves,
Jesus.
And have consecrated themselves, and have been waiting. Amen. For this moment to arrive. Amen. We're going to be like Tamla King. Tamla May. Take me to the King. And that's what we're looking for God
Hallelujah.
To do on tonight. Amen. Pastor Hamilton will be opening up with worship. Amen. And he's also one of our speakers later on as the evening progresses. So we're going to go to our Liberal Democrat and see if he has any more announcements. He's doing the flyer. We're going to post that in about the next hour or two. You'll see a beautiful flyer posted on your Facebook, and please follow us and look at that. You'll be able to see the information. We do want to give you, I'll have him to give you all the conference number and the code. Liberal Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise him. Amen. So we thank and praise God, amen, for tonight. Amen. We reminded those that's going to be coming on tonight about the times. Amen. Hopefully, okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. God bless my phone. You know, I have to look at the thing.
God bless you, my brother.
Amen. I appreciate y'all. Amen. Amen.
Man,
have been a blessing to me, y'all. Y'all hear me? Amen to God. The
yes,
testimonies.
Sir.
Amen. And that preaching, the man of God said today, it's already been as on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Sometimes we got to remind ourselves that his word
is already
established no matter what folks say. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So I receive that word today, man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I receive that, Holy Ghost. Ah, hallelujah. Amen. Just remind everybody, amen, plug your phones up tonight. Amen. Those of you got cell phones and whatnot, you know, you might not be able to be on for the whole 6 hours, but amen. Those of you that's you know, you might want to charge your phones up or amen. Keep them plugged in tonight. Amen. And God, when we tuning in, the call in number is going to be a conference call line. Those of you familiar with the conference calls. Amen. Amen. 712-432-1500. Amen. I'm hearing a little echo, so I'll say it again. It's 712-432-1500. Amen. That's the call-in number. Then the access code is going to be 256-417 and the pound sign. Amen. Amen. So, amen. That's going to be at midnight Pacific time. Amen. Amen. And those of you, amen, that are calling at other times and whatnot, amen to God, you know, just add, again, it's going to be like at 3 in the morning if you're on the East Coast and whatnot. It's going to begin, and if you are, I guess, in Texas, it's going to be like CST time, 2 a.m., is that right? Amen,
right.
Amen. Amen. So that's what we have, amen, right now. Amen. And follow those of you that got a Twitter page. We try to build up the Twitter also. Amen. Follow, amen, the evangelist Adrian Bernard is at Adrian Bernard on her Twitter page, because we're going to try to get that up too, so she can reach out to some of y'all via Twitter. Amen.
All right.
So those of you guys, that way, those of you that like got your phones and you got all these alerts and you got all these groups and whatnot, you said, you know, amen, like, it'd be good if I get on my Twitter. So if you got a Twitter page, amen, follow, amen, amen, evangelist on Twitter at Adrian Bernard, amen. So we're going to try to do that and be posting some stuff up via on the social media and start working with some of that, amen. So I think that's all we got right now. So again, the number 712-432-1500, amen, and access code 256-417, and come pregnant tonight, amen, hallelujah, because we're going to deliver them spiritual gifts that you got inside of you, amen.
All
those
right,
that are going
like
to be speaking
that.
Tonight. Amen. Just come and amen again. Have them babies. Have them spiritual babies on the line, because you are pregnant with something that somebody needs to hear tonight. Amen. And you know what they say about food? Amen. It's disrespectful to hold food in your mouth, right? Hallelujah. Amen. So you got
come
some food for us tonight. Amen. So come with that food. Amen to God, that God is going to give you something for us. And amen, I'm ready to eat tonight. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Plus we fasting, so amen to God. I'm talking about eating a little bit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got a couple more hours to go. Hallelujah. Amen. But amen, don't hold that food in your mouth, y'all. Y'all, that's disrespectful. Amen. Y'all got to feed some folk tonight.
With my brother, I'm coming. See, I'm two hours ahead, so I'm coming off now.
All right, now, Hallelujah. Look at you. All right.
I was going to say, he's off now. He's at 4 o'clock right now.
See,
so you off.
Right now.
He preached that message. When? Right now. What
right
time?
Now.
Right now.
Right now.
0 to 5 seconds.
All right. I'm not mad at that, Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes,
that's all right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We right behind you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen, amen. So like I said, again, come tonight, y'all, amen. And just come, those of you that can tune in early, amen to God. The prayer warriors, amen, they stay on that wall, amen. Prepare the atmosphere, amen to God, because God is definitely going to do something tonight, amen. So,
amen,
I'll turn it back into the hand of, amen, evangelist, amen. God bless you, hallelujah.
God bless you. I'll talk to you tonight, my brother.
Amen. God bless you.
Mr. Ruby wanted us to make sure we remind everyone it's not the call-in number for the regular blog talk show. Our liberal Democrat just gave you, it's a conference line. So if you call on blog talk, you won't hear us. You have to call into the 712-432-1500 number, and then the access code is 256-417. She's concerned about if those of you that don't have minutes on your phone. Well, if you don't have any minutes on your phone, then we don't have no other remedy for you.
Right. Now after a certain time, it's free on weekends and nights and weekends on some of the plans.
So if you're not able to get on, then we won't call somebody and see if they can three-way you in or what have you. So, you know, we don't have no control over that. Weekends and nights and weekends are free on some of you all with your long-distance companies for your cell phones. We don't know about your house phone, so that's something we won't get into. Amen, amen. So, yeah, we say that. Amen. Amen. We're going to Minister Aaron Singleton, then we're going to go to Prophetess Darlene, Sister Stephanie, and then Brother Clarence. God bless you, Minister Singleton.
Praise the Lord. How y'all doing?
Doing wonderful.
Well, I enjoyed that message. That was powerful. He was right when he was speaking about some people, God, some people that comes in your way for a reason, for God to get the blessings out of you, you know, and they try to destroy your situation. But the Lord allows some things to happen, because some things we be thinking it's the enemy, but it don't. God allows the test.
Yes.
That's right.
That was powerful, what he was saying to me, and it made sense, because some things you have to get out yourself, because when God have a calling in your life, you have to get out yourself.
Yes,
what
sir.
He was saying, it was powerful. And then you talking about you getting off your fast and right now, in Michigan, we 3 hours ahead of it. I've been got off my
exactly
4 o'clock and ate a good meal and stayed on the line when you was teaching too. I said, Lord have mercy, he's preaching and teaching powerful. I said, he ain't gonna talk too much, but he's telling me he's telling too much. I said, and then it's an encouragement, because I'm gonna be on there tonight, and then to late on tonight, our time would be 2:30. Michigan time, but it'll be our time 1:30. I mean, I'm 11:30, but
exactly.
I can't wait. I'm gonna stay on, and then I got missionary. I got to go to my missionary department, and they want me to be there at 10 o'clock. I don't care, because I am getting a blessing. You know what I'm saying? And I got some people getting on this line tonight. I told them they y'all gonna miss it if you don't get on tonight. You gonna miss
tonight.
Three. That's because God got some people on this line about to come and tell you the word about Jesus Christ. And
amen,
I said,
amen.
I said, you
well,
don't
we
want
gonna
me
get
to
the other callers, Aaron, because we're gonna try to cut off and let you all out of here. So we're gonna go to Prophetess Darlene Davis, then Brother Clarence, and then Sister Stephanie, and we see two more people on the line. So we're trying to let y'all out where y'all can go get your power nap. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene.
Praise them, praise them, praise them. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. It's Friday night, y'all. I'm excited about the night. I don't think I can go to sleep. I just thank God. I got my plate, my fork ready. I got my temple ready, and I'm ready to hear the word. I'm ready to eat tonight. Hallelujah. And matter of fact, when I get over here, I'm ready to eat natural food. To God be the glory, because there's five something here. We thank God.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for the word. I thank God for his presence on today. I just thank God. I came in late, but I caught the word, and I caught the most of it, and I just thank God. For there is a mind change every time you speak, man of God. So I thank God for you, Pastor Hamilton. Just keep
thank
on doing
you.
What God has called you to do. You shaking up some things. You changing some things right now. So
that's
I thank God
in
for
the
you.
Name
God
of Jesus.
Bless.
Amen.
God
amen.
Bless.
Brother Clarence, God bless you. Brother Clarence? Okay, we're going to Sister Stephanie. God bless you out of Florida.
God bless you guys.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you.
Yes, we can hear you.
God bless you. Oh, great. I'm just enjoying the swift word of God, and I thank you for allowing me to just be a participant and feed off you guys' faithfulness.
Amen.
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 That's a word. Tune in.
That's a word.
Thank God for you. Thank God for you tuning in and to the word. Come on back. This praise-a-thon, and I tell you all, y'all going to be slain in the spirit. God is going to move through these men and women of God tonight. Get ready, get ready, get ready. That's
get ready, get ready, get ready.
And
well,
amen. Let's go to Brother Clarence. God bless you. Okay, we're going to area code 832. That's out the Texas area. The last four of your numbers, 0161. Can you greet us? Okay, let's go to Dawn. My sister Dawn, she's been with us from the inception, too. We thank God for her. She right there in Irving, Texas. Pastor Hamilton, God bless you, Dawn.
Amen, amen. Hey, Dawn.
Dawn? She probably at work, so sometimes she's not able to say anything. We're going to move on, but we're looking forward to a good time tonight. I don't know who this 832 number is. Last four is 0161. We did try to acknowledge you, so thank you for tuning in. Thank God for each and every one of you all. We'll see you back tonight. Thank God for Pastor Miracle. We're going to make some room for this woman of God tonight, so invite some of your co-laborers in the gospel. Invite somebody on that you know have been struggling. And you know they need to get a fresh word from the Lord. Invite some other people to come on the line. I tell you, they won't be disappointed. Thank God for all those that are in the chat room. Patriot Greg, guests. 1816 and guest 1721, come on back tonight for this praise-a-thon. Amen. We will be on the line at 11:30 p.m., and we're going to flow on over into the midnight hour. Since somebody say at midnight, we expect something to happen.
Yes.
Amen.
At midnight.
Amen. So we're going to ask Pastor Hammond to close the phone out, and we're out of here. We'll see you tonight at 11:30. Pastor Hamilton.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, Lord, we just thank you today, Lord. We praise you, Heavenly Father God, and we just humble ourselves before you, Lord. We give it all to you.
Yeah.
We cast it all on you, Lord. We let all the worries, all the concerns, how many people going to show up, how many going to listen. We know that those of us that choose to make this choice tonight, Lord, you are about to do a powerful thing in and through our lives. Lord, we receive you, whether it's just 10 of us, Lord, we receive what you're going to do through us tonight. And, Lord, we come in with the same fire that it's going to be 20,000. We're going to come with the same commitment that there will be 100 million. Lord, we come in with the same commitment, Lord, that all that need to hear will hear. And they'll come upon you, Lord. Bless each and every one of us, Lord.
Yeah,
commitment.
God.
strengthen us in our spirit, Lord. Bring us on one accord, Heavenly Father God, and put us in the position that you would have us to be tonight. Because,
that's
Lord,
right.
we claim it right now. We're going higher. And, Lord, we claim it, we believe it, we receive it, and we take every step after this prayer is done forward into the expectation of what you're already doing, and we're going to receive it in the now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an
tonight. Have a great day.